The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Hei. The Gemara says that there was a Maisa with Mar Zutra Bereder of Nachman, that he was a dying on a case, and he made a mistake. He came in front of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef told him, Im kiblucha alayhu, if the baleidin were mekabel you, loy tishalim, then you do not have to pay. V'iloy, but if not, zil shlim. Rashi explains, what this means is, I kiblu alayhu legamri, if the baleidin were mekabel you, bein ledin, bein letois, that they will not be teveh you, then you are a potter. But iloy, zil shlim, if they were not mekabel your tois, but rather, they insisted that he be a dayan to dan din Torah, then he has to pay, because they never accepted a tois. They only accepted that he should be a dayan to dan a din Torah. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosfos and the Rosh disagree with Rashi's pshat, and they say that the svara of kiblu alayhu and loy kiblu is not referring to that they were mekabel beferish latois and not latois, but rather what it means is in kiblu alayhu, if they came to you to don this din, so that shows that they were mekabel you, and since Marzutra was a mumcha and they were mekabel him, so since they were mekabel him, therefore he would be potter. As opposed to Eloi Kiblu Alayhu, if Marzutra forced them to come to a Din Torah, so in a case where Marzutra forced them to come to Din Torah, and they did not come on their own accord, in that case the halacha would be that Marzutra would not be potter if there was a tais. This being because Marzutra did not have Rishus from the Reish Galusa. We find in Siman Chaf Hei this halacha brought, that a dayan mumcha who was neitel rishus from the reish kalusa, or even without rishus, but the balei din were mekabel him to be a dayan. So since he's a mumcha, the din can be chayzer if he made a mistake. But if it's not possible to return the money, so then he is potter to pay. This halacha that we just saw in the Gemara, that if the balei din were mekabel the dayan, who is a mumcha to be a dayan, in such a case, if he makes a mistake, that would be potter. The Ran in Chedushim says that not only would a mumcha be potter in such a case, he applies this that if, let's say, a person who is a yoshvei kronis would be accepted as a dayan, so in such a case, since the balei adin had been the kabbal for him to don this diyun, and they know that he's a yoshvei kronis, and he does not know what the halachas are, so the Ran says the same halacha would apply, that if they accepted him to don, they obviously knew he would not don according to the din Torah, and therefore, if he makes a mistake, in such a case, also he would be potter. Getting back to the Mechaber, the Ramah continues and says that this same halacha, that if a yachid mumcha, who the balei din were mekabel, that they should use him as a dayan on the case, if they were mekabel him to dan that he is potter, so too the halacha would apply that if gimel had yoytos, if three people who are had yoytos, which also dinam is ki yachid mumcha, and if the two parties accepted that the gimel had yoytos should dan this din Torah, that in such a case, the Hedyoites will be potter because of the fact that there was a Kabbalah. The Shach explains in Sifkot in Yud Beis that this Kabbalah that is necessary to potter a Yochid Mumcha or Gimel Hedyoites, the Shach explains that this Kabbalah does not need to be a Kabbalah Bekinyan, but even without a Kabbalah Bekinyan, even Bestam, that the two people came to the Yochid Mumcha to have this Din Torah, that itself would be enough to qualify and to potter the dayan from having to pay. The Ksais explains a little bit more that this is not necessarily the case according to all Shitas. The Ksais explains that there are two reasons which are given as to why a Mumcha is Potter if he makes a mistake. He brings this the Shita of the Baal HaMa'ar. The Baal HaMa'ar says that since a person is a Mumcha, so to make a mistake he is an Inus. And if there's a Tais, it's an Inus because it's assumed that he would be able to don properly without making a mistake. And therefore, if there is a mistake, it's an Inus. And since he's an Inus, therefore he is Potter. It follows to reason then that this only applies in a case where the Yochid Mumcha was not Kaifa the Balidinim to don in front of him. If he was Kaifa, then the halacha would be that he's not an Inus because he's not an Inus that in such a case because nobody asked him to be Kaifa, the two Balidinim, to come to him for such a diyun. In such a case, he would only be Potter if they were Mekabel Beferish to Potter him even from a Tois. But without that, since he was Kaifa, the two Balidinim to come for a Din Torah, which is the right of a Yochid Mumcha, as we have seen previously, therefore, in such a case, the Mumcha would not be an Inus if he was Kaifa, and he would not be Potter from a mistake. The Shitas HaRosh, on the other hand, says a different Svara, that since the Halacha is that a Yochid could be Dan B'Kfiya, and therefore, the Kabbalah gives a Mila to Pater even from a Tois. And since that's the case, so therefore we can see a Nafkamina between the two. If the Svara is, like the Baal HaMa'ar, that the reason why he's Pater is because it's an Oynis, and the reason why it's an Oynis is because the two sides came to him to be Mekabel him as a Dayan, so this would apply even if they were not Mekabel Beferish, Bepeh, that he should be Pater from a Tois. The fact that they came to him, already this Inus would apply. Whereas the Ksais explains, according to the Shitas HaRosh, since according to the Shitas HaRosh, the reason why there is a Patur here is because since a Yochid Mumcha would be allowed to don two people B'Kfiya, and since these two people are being Mekabel him, so the Kabbalah is to be, the Kabbalah is what's going to enact that he should be Potter from the Tois that he makes. Therefore, Zok the Ksais, that would only be if they made a Kabbalah Beferish. But without a Kabbalah Beferish, then this Halacha would not apply. So according to the Ksais, it's a Nafkamino between the Baal HaMa'ar and the Shitas HaRosh. The Nesivos takes a little bit of a different perspective. He first brings the Kasha of the Tumim. The Tumim asks the question that in the Rosh himself we find a differentiation between the Yochid Mumcha, where he makes a mistake, why he's Potter, and the Gimel Hedyotis, as far as why in the case of Gimel Hedyotis that he's Potter. It is true that Nesiva says that by Gimel Hedyotis, the Rosh says that the reason why they are Potter is because there was a Kabbalah, and that the Kabbalah adds a Mila that they're going to be Potter from a Tois. But by Yochid Mumcha in Perek Dalin in Echadin Imominis, there the Rosh says that the reason why a Yochid Mumcha is Potter is for the other reason is because it's an Inus. It's the mazel of the Balidinim that they were Makabal of Mumcha, and a Mumcha is normally assumed is not going to be making a mistake. And since this Yochid Mumcha did make a mistake, it's the bad mazel of the Baldin that this happened, and therefore the Mumcha would be Potter. The Nesivus wants to know what is the difference that by a Yochid Mumcha, the Rosh uses the Svara of Mazel. Why doesn't he use the same Svara of Kabbalah? That just like by Gimel HaYotis, the Rosh explained that the reason why the Gimel Hedyotis are Potter is because they could have done B'Kfiya, they could have done against the will of the Balidin, and because there was a Kabbalah, that Kabbalah is what Potters from the dying from a Tois. So too, by a Mumcha, you should be able to say the same thing. This is the Kasha, the Tumim. Why is it that the Rosh gives two different reasons when it comes to why there is a Ptur? The Nesivas is Masber, and is Mitaritz the Rosh, that there's a difference. That by a Yochid who is a Mumcha, he explains that a Yochid Mumcha the halacha is a yachid is not able to have a din of a bezdin. And in order for him to have a din of a bezdin, to be able to don and to be able to hear testimony and to be able to have that the taina that the Bali Dvarim say in front of him, they cannot be chayzer as a din bezdin, for that you would need a kabbalah. And therefore, even though the halacha is that a yachid would be able to be kaifa, the two people to come to him for a din taira, but the Nesivos explains, to answer the rush, this would only be if there's a Kabbalah. But one, without the Kabbalah, then the Yachid, even though he has a right to have it in Torah, but he would not have a Shem Bezdin that the Eidus, that the Hoidah that they make in front of him, that they cannot be Chayzer. And since that's the case, by Yachid Mumcha, without the Kabbalah, who needs this Kabbalah in order to enact this halacha that he should have a din of a bezdin, therefore the Kabbalah is not what is going to give the din to pater him in the case of a tois, but rather by the yachin mumcha, this is why the Rosh gives the other reason, that because the mumcha should be assumed not to make a mistake, and therefore if there was a tois, it's the bad mazel of the person. The Nesivos continues, based on what he's saying, that there's a difference between the mumcha, who is going to be potter machmas, the fact that it's mazel garam, as opposed to the Gimel Hegyoitos, that it's a din in Kabbalah. That since, similar to the Ksais, is that since by the Yachin Mumcha, the reason why there is a Ptur is because of the fact that it's the bad mazel, so the Kabbalah that the Bali Din come in front of him, that is enough to be able to pater, even without having a Kabbalah Beferish. Masha'en Kain, according to the Gimel Hegyoitos, where the reason why you potter, again, similar to the Ksois, is because of the fact that there was a Kabbalah, the Feirish, to be Mekabal them as Dayanim. Therefore, it follows that this Ptur only applies if there was a Kabbalah, the Feirish, Bepeh. So there will be this difference between a Mumcha, according to the Nesivos, and Gimel Hedyoitos, is that a Mumcha, in order to be potter, would not need to have a Kabbalah, the Feirish, Bepeh. Whereas by Gimel Hedyoitos, then there's going to be Ptur only if there was a Kabbalah B'peh. He also brings the Tumim as a question as far as making a differentiation between the Toveah and the Nitva. By the Toveah, he has no choice but to come to a Bezdin to be able to seek justice, and therefore he does not really have a choice, and by him it's not called a Kabbalah, whereas by the Nitva, who is coming is because he's asked to come. So if he comes, minritzayna hatoiv, maybe we could say that that's called a kabbalah. But how is it that we should look at the toiveya that his coming is called a kabbalah, since he had no choice but to come? The Tumim therefore says that there's a chilik between the toiveya and the nitva as far as the ptur of a tois. The Nesivos disagrees, and he says that once the halach is going to be that klapi the nitva, the halach is going to be that the tois is going to be potter. If let's say we're saying that the yachid mumcha, it's an einis in the fact that he was in this case. So since klape the nitva, he was here not by einis in the case of kfiyas, and then so too as far as the toiveh will be the same halacha, and therefore the Nesivos holds that the toiveh and the nitva would be in the same halachas, and that when he's potter from the nitva, he's potter as well from the toiveh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.